State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity for Michigan Radio. I'm Dustin Dwyer. Stories on State of Opportunity are all about ways to help disadvantaged kids find success in life. But when you meet a successful adult who grew up disadvantaged, they have a story that is like many others. They didn't get where they are by accident. They worked hard, of course, but usually they also had some help. And often that help can be traced back to one person who decided to make a difference. Today, we start an occasional series about the people who make that decision. We're calling the series One Person Who Cared, although this first story is really about two people who cared. I met Jamie Alexander a couple years ago. She's a social worker for a program in Grand Rapids called Strong Beginnings, which helps African-American moms have a healthy pregnancy and a healthy baby. But on the car ride to one of her clients' homes, Alexander told me her own story.
My mom was a drug addict, an alcoholic, and my dad was not around, you know, in and out.
Alexander was one of three kids, and what made her story stick with me is that despite her family struggles, all three kids are now successful adults, two of them with college degrees.
And I see people today, like some of my old teachers and people like old neighbors, people that knew us when we were younger, and they're like, I'm surprised that you guys are the way you are. Like, we, I guess, beat the odds.
But beating the odds doesn't just happen. Someone has to make it happen. For Alexander and her brother and sister, there were two people, Grandpa and Grandma.
Well, my daughter was kind of wild at that time. And naturally, I was a grandmother. I just took them on in.
Bobby Lee, Alexander's grandmother, says she wanted to let the kids know they were loved. But Alexander says there were also high expectations once they moved into Grandma and Grandpa's house.
Not going to school was not an option. Like, I don't care how sick you were. I don't care how bad you felt. You were going to school in this house, and you were going to bring home A's and B's. I remember getting in trouble the first time I got a C. So it wasn't just like you go to school to have fun. We had to go to school, do what we were supposed to do.
And Grandma wasn't the only one involved. Alexander's grandpa, who died in 2010, would drive the kids wherever they needed to go, and he'd get Alexander up in the morning when she didn't want to wake up for school.
So then he would be banging at the door, telling me to get up. So he was kind of like the warden around here.
That's what they call him. Even their friends, too, call him the warden.
But even the warden was there with love and support when Alexander needed it. Now Alexander's mom is sober and has been sober for years. But Alexander knows how lucky she was to have her grandparents step in when they did. She's a social worker now. She sees a lot of families, a lot of kids struggling.
Do you sometimes see the kids have people come in their lives the way your grandparents came into your life at the right time? Or do you see more kids who don't get that?
I think I see more kids who don't get it. Like, I have clients who they've been put out by family members, and they were homeless. My family is not like that, even my extended family. If any one of us was to ever need something, we would be able to get it. So I do see a lot of people who just really don't have the support that they need.
Getting people the support they need is now Jamie Alexander's job. With State of Opportunity, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.